Well, listen, people of the Lord Jehovah spoke with me yesterday. Yesterday, the Lord Jehovah spoke with me. A very, very serious conversation that I want to share with you now. We are living on the edge. We are living on the verge of a major, major visitation on the earth. Yesterday, again, the Lord, while in Kenya, he spoke with me. The Lord Almighty spoke with me, blessed people, about a major, major visitation that is coming on the earth. And in that visitation, blessed people, I see a meeting where I am going to. And then God the Father visits me in his cloud, in a massive, massive cloud, the way he did in Kisumu, but bigger. But now bigger, thick dark cloud, really thick dark. And the way he comes, you could see almost a ridge between two lobes, two sections of the cloud, thick cloud coming. He's coming to visit me. There is a meeting I'm going to. And then God the Father will visit in the thick dark cloud, very thickest dark now, darker than it was when he came to Kisumu in Kenya, and much darker. And I see that he comes in one thick cloud, but there is a ridge, there is like a little separation between the two lobes. Not really separation, it's one. He comes one as one thick dark cloud coming massive from heaven. It becomes very dark, very black, very thick dark. And it comes all the way down, and but you can see a little bit of separation, like a ridge between the two sections of his cloud. Tremendous, tremendous, but one cloud still. And he comes in the thick dark cloud that visited the children of Israel when they were on their way from Egypt, from Goshen, into the promised land. The thick dark cloud that identified Israel as God's covenant people, the people of Jehovah. So I see there is a meeting I'm going to. I don't know which meeting it is, but in that meeting there is a visitation of the thick dark cloud of God, the most massive. This is going to be now bigger than even the one you saw in Kisumu, because he really comes from heaven and it becomes very thick, dreadfully thick dark, a dreadfully thick dark, thick dark cloud. And then he comes to his servants and he speaks with his servants by voice. He speaks with me by voice. I don't know that the people are able to hear. I do not know that he will allow them to hear his voice speaking with me. But the thick dark cloud of God, there is a meeting I'm going to. I don't know which meeting it is. I don't know which country it is, but I know Venezuela is ahead of us here. Yesterday, the Lord showed me there's a meeting I'm going to. And God comes in the thick dark cloud, very thick dark cloud, and he visits with me. I know we have many nations ahead of us here. We have Venezuela, and then we have Lima, Peru. After that, we have Russia, Moscow, and St. Petersburg. And after that, we also have Taiwan. And after Taiwan, then we also have South Korea. After South Korea, then we have Italy. After Italy, then we come back to Menengai 7, Nakuru. After that, then we go straight to Bogota, Colombia, and then Tanzania, and then all the other nations, France. First of all, Abidjan, and I think after that is France. And then we go to Maputo throughout. It's a cascade. It goes throughout until 2026. But there is a meeting I'm going to, and in that meeting, God Almighty visits his servants in the thick dark cloud, the cloud, the dreadful cloud that carried the children of Israel in the eagle's wings, and he comes very thick, and then you can see he comes very thick from the left side and the right side, a little bit of thick dark in the middle, but the from the right section on the left, a little bit like a ridge, but still very thick dark in there. separating the two sections as he comes in the glory, the most dreadful cloud that judged Egypt, that judges sin. So God Almighty, there's a meeting I'm going to, and Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah Bara, Jehovah Magen, Jehovah Maoz, Jehovah Mashi, Jehovah Miskabi, Jehovah Ori, Jehovah Metzalti, Jehovah Chezek, Jehovah Bara, Jehovah Eli, Jehovah Elion, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rofi, Jehovah Seli, Jehovah Hashofet, Jehovah Hoshea, Jehovah Hamelech, the king, Jehovah Imeku, Jehovah Goel, Jehovah Kabodi, Jehovah Sori, Yasha, Sidkenu, Shama, Shalom, Jehovah Kana, Jehovah Goel is coming. There's a meeting I'm going to where Jehovah El Olam, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, El Gibor, he is going to visit. He's going to come to me in the thick black cloud. This one is more dreadful than what you saw in Kisumu. Very, very dreadful, very huge. He's coming down. He's coming directly down, and I'm looking up. People are looking up, and they're going to be able to see him and capture in camera. So I do not know which meeting it is exactly, but I know that Venezuela is ahead of us here, and many other nations too. And we know very clearly that even the visitation he spoke about where he's going to transfer his prophets did not happen at Menengai 4. There are Menengai 7. Amen. And then we are waiting for that wherever he will come. So there's a big, big visitation. The Godhead himself, God the Father himself, is going to come and visit me in one of the meetings ahead of us here in the thick dark cloud. Very dreadful, very thick and dreadful. People almost ran away. People wanted to run away. So we are living on the verge of the coming of the Messiah. Todah Rabah, the Messiah is coming. Be holy. Boker Tov. Boker Tov Haverim. Baruch Hashem. Todah. Shalom. Beep, beep, beep.